Hello, it's an immediate reaction show. It's another one of these. I could get used to these because it means wonderful things are happening at Liverpool Football Club. And to reflect on that wonderful thing, I've got Harry Player, I've got Craig Cannon, and I've got Phil Blundell. And I'll start with you, Phil. Fabinho, 5-year deal. He's absolutely brilliant, by the way, Fabinho. He's such a good player. We saw that last season, and he's committed his next 5 years to Liverpool. I wouldn't say he's the one I wanted most, but it was in my top two.
Who's your top one then?
Mo Salah.
I thought it might be best check. Yeah, it's good news. I think he's entering the type of age bracket that you really want to basically get him committed for his best years. I think he's 26, 27 or like that. So he's basically taken him through to about 32, something like that, 31. And it's where he should be at his best. If you think about what that position is, a lot of it is about sort of your knowledge and how you can read a game, and that comes with time. And we obviously, for obvious reasons, didn't get to see as much of it as we hopefully will this season. But we get there now, and hopefully there can be a real partnership formed in midfield between the three obvious players that we expect to see next season, of which he is a huge part of it, and hopefully he can do lots of good things.
Yeah, we all want to see that dream team midfield, don't we, Craig? We probably won first game of the season. They're a bit slow coming back, but Fabinho, Thiago and Henderson, you know, will... Feels like it, you know, could be, you know, a special one for Liverpool in terms of pushing us on. And the fact that Fabinho signed up, you know, he's committed to it as well. He wants the dream midfield next season. And yeah, I'm just absolutely delighted with this one made up. I think it's huge for Liverpool.
It is. I think, you know, it's by no coincidence that Fabinho signs for us, and it comes just before we have the best success we've had over the past sort of, 10, 15 years. And the very fact that we've got so many high quality, world class, elite footballers on the side means that maybe if he'd have played in previous Liverpool teams, he'd have been the main man. He'll have been the fella that we all look to sort of to take us to the next level. But I love him so much. I love him as a footballer. I love him as a defensive midfielder who has just so much class.